brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
And good evening, everybody, and we welcome you out to Rice Consolidated High School in Altair, where it is the Class 2A Division II Region 4 Championship game between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you. And, Daryl, these two teams, no strangers to one another. Matter of fact, it was just last year in the playoffs that these two met, and Shiner ended Burton's run. And, you know, the Lady Panthers haven't forgotten about that.
No, they didn't. Both of these programs are expected to be here, expected to move on. This is the first night when we sit here and watch them warm up. Doug, both teams look athletic. Shiner's long and lean. They're a young team also. Their core is sophomores, just like pretty much our core, but ours is led by our seniors and everything on the court. But both teams have a lot of sophomores that do a lot of playing, and this should be a heck of a match tonight.
Yeah, it certainly is, and the winner of this will move on to face whoever wins between Iola and Detroit. Those two are playing each other tonight, and that'll be in the state semifinals, which is coming up Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock at Brenham High School, and should the Lady Panthers be there, we'll be there also. And we got a lot to get to here, and let's first send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our Burton Panther playoff sponsors.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
If you want to get a head start on Thanksgiving or Christmas meal planning, call Sandtown Catering at 277-5023 for all of your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call 277-5023 today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Burton volleyball team good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here to the Rice Consolidated High School gym, the Burton Lady Panthers get set to take on the Shiner Lady Comanches. Lady Panthers currently with a 14-match winning streak coming into this one, and they've upped their record to 40-9 on the season, and another great season under Coach Blair Smith as these girls getting to the fourth round of the playoffs for the second straight year. And You know how much this would mean, Darrell, if they could get this win here tonight and move on to that state semifinal on Saturday.
They got to come out. They got to come out focused right away, like they've been doing. Do the same things, routine, and then finish that third game. That's the last three we've noticed. You know, they win the first two pretty easy, and then they go through the motions on that third one. Tonight, we're not going to be able to do that. Tonight, we're not going to be able to do that, because if you're going to give a team like Sean or any hope, they're going to come back and they're going to battle and everything. So if our girls come out here and play their game, get the serves over, we're going to be just fine.
Exactly. Keep that energy, too. And speaking of energy, a little bit of a different look than what we're used to. Is this is one of the few gyms where they've got the fans sitting in the bleachers on one side.
And they got a little string just keeping us apart. So, you know, what a crowd again, Doug, for both sides. But look at the red. We're filled to the top, and they're still coming in and everything. It just shows you once again the pride of Burton, how they support their girls. And, you know, Darrell is so proud of them. I've said this every game, how athletic. This is probably the most athletic team we've have come through Burton in a long, long time. And the girls all get along. The parents, you're going to see them all sitting together. All the dads have their Hawaiian shirts, you know. And I just think that's what it takes.
I'm still wondering when we're going to get ours on.
You know, I don't think we're going to get them, because I am superstitious, too. And I think the best we can hope for is we're going to get another regular playoff shirt. But you know what? I just want a state win championship.
There you go.
And I think that's what these girls want. We got to just come out loose. Don't make this game bigger than it is. You know, last year, most of them were freshmen, okay? I see a lot of growing up that happened in between last year and this year, that these lights here aren't going to be too bright tonight. They're going to come out here with that killer instinct that you got to have to finish off a team like Shiner. The Shiner's going to be good. You know, they already in the back of their mind, oh, we knocked them out last year. We're going to come back and we're going to do the same thing this year. Glad you could make it, Leon, with your Hawaiian shirt on. I don't understand. I know I'm not a dad, but your kids are like my kid. But maybe it's still in the mail, right? Okay. Amaya's dad had to come up here and give us a little rough time, so I had to give him a little bit back. But, you know, this is such a great group of girls, and Coach Smith has really led them. We're getting Lumbeck back tonight. We need that size in the middle. Hopefully her ankle holds up and everything. And we get another strong performance out of Madeline. Like the other night, rest of the girls just play defense, get a hand on it, like Natalie and the girls up front were getting hands on everything that was hit last week to slow it down by that one player that Aquadosi had. They're going to have on Shiner, they're going to have probably three or four that's going to be able to hit the ball just looking at the size that they have. You know, it's going to be a great game. I think the fans are going to get more into it, because being boastful again, this is the first time that I can sit up here and I can say that's a pretty athletic team over there in Shiner. So I know our girls know that, and they're not going to take them lightly. They're going to have to turn their game up another notch. You don't get to the fourth round by just showing up.
Right.
So every game, every match after this, it's going to be one of them games that whoever makes that big run and builds you that lead and then finishes it, that's the team's going to move on.
Yep. And we got more to come here on the pregame show. Let's get you back to the studios. Let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
When your building project requires metal, DDM Pipe and Seal is your go-to place. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Seal has decades of experience supplying contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers with metal products and tools. From angle iron, tubing, welding supplies, and seal roofs, you'll find it all in their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com. Their staff can answer your questions and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Lady Panthers!
Well, and the fans continuing to file in here from both Shiner and from Burton. Speaking of fans filing in, good to see former Burton Lady Panther Bailey Glazeman here tonight.
Yeah, that, you know, those students that graduate, we always say we don't want this to be the last game for Paige, Amaya, Aaron, or Taylor. But when that senior group, when you do finish, you still come back and support your team.
Oh, yeah.
That's the great thing about being in Burton. You're going to see a bunch of those ex-students, you know, that are going to come back and support these girls and wish them the best. And it's just Panther pride.
There you go.
But I think tonight we're going to be in for one of those really, really quick athletic games. Shiner, they got us last year, but they wasn't that dominant. We just made some mistakes and got into a couple of runs where we didn't stop that run. You know, tonight, if they get three or four in a row, we got to shut it off and start regroup. And everything, just like I'm sure you're going to see Shiner's coach do. When we get on that run, not going to let it go long. Try to break that momentum, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and, of course, as we said, the winner of this will move on to face the winner of Iola and Detroit. Those two teams are playing tonight. Matter of fact, they actually have already started. They started at 6 o'clock. We don't have any info yet on how that one's going, but they ought to be about pretty close to being an end. And then if we do find out something before we go off the air tonight, we'll be sure and pass that along.
We're just lucky that we didn't have to play Detroit, because that'd be a long way in between, halfway in between here and Michigan. And so, that'd be a long road trip, Doug.
Yeah, play that one in St. Louis or something.
I'm glad we're playing Shiner. That's in our backyard.
Yeah. Yeah, they could have at least brought us some samples from the brewery on their way over here.
They put some in the cruiser for afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They said we couldn't have it before because we was on the clock.
Yep.
So they put it. It's going to stay plenty cool out there.
Oh, yeah.
Long as none of my other Burton friends don't see the Kool-Aid there, then we might not have it.
Yeah, we got more to come here on the pregame. Let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors. And we do have more to come here on the pregame. First, let's send you back to our studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton Volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton Volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton Volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Get ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. This November, stay fit and healthy by signing up for a water aerobics class. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 24th through the 26th. Admission is required, and please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
I want to rock!
All right, as we come back here, and these two teams getting ready, and before tonight's regional championship game, and of course some other teams around the area getting playing tonight. They got a big one over in College Station between College Station High School and A&M Consolidated. They're facing off there, and then Belleville, of course. Seems like every year that they're in state playoff contention. They're taking on Bullard tonight. And then down in the 1A ranks, our neighbors to the south both have a chance to move on. Round Top, Carmine, and Fayetteville both playing different opponents in Seguin tonight. And if they each win, they could be facing each other again in the next round.
Yeah, it seems like they're the same way. They play each other every year. They're supposed to win also, both of the teams. The history, you know, you develop programs. Everybody in the area develops programs, and some can just find a way every year to be successful and get to this stage and move on and get to that state tournament. And both of those teams have done that. You know, it's exciting to have three teams probably within 15 minutes from each other, mm-hmm, that are that good.
Yeah.
And it just shows how communities, if you work with your country kids, they're, mm-hmm, going to be all right.
Absolutely. And let's go ahead and take another break. When we come back, we should be ready for the opening introductions. After we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Burton Home Builders proudly supports the Burton Panthers. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team and coaches on punching your ticket to the playoffs. Your hard work, hustle, and determination have paid off, and the entire community is behind you. With over a decade of experience in custom contracting, Burton Home Builders is ready to help turn your dream home into a reality. Stop by 9706 Highway 290 West or call to schedule your appointment. From everyone at Burton Home Builders, good luck in the playoffs, Panthers.
The Daryl Kiki family, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers, all the way to state.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trailmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property. Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching, which is the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team, a successful playoff season.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
All right, as we come back here, it is time now for the introductions. And let's go down courtside. Come on! And as the players get set for this matchup, hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Championships, November 20th to the 22nd at the Curtis Caldwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of Lone Star State will battle it out on the court. For the latest updates and ticket information, head on over to UILTexas.org/volleyball. Again, that's UILTexas.org/volleyball. And here we go. Burton decked out in the red jerseys with white letters and numbers and black shorts. Comanches are dressed out with the white jerseys with purple letters and numbers with gold trim and black shorts as well.
Gonna be loud, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Shiner, they primed and ready. Our fans got to pick it up a little bit.
And for Burton, it looks to be the usual starting lineup. With both Lexi and Lacey Brazier, along with Addison Harmel, as well as Natalie Hody and Taylor Gross and Paige Fritsch.
Looks like Sean are going to serve first.
Looks like it's going to be the libero, Kylan Ramirez.
I'll let you keep that over there, Parker.
Okay. And so Ramirez with the serve here.
All right, girls. Good pass here. First time. Let's kill it.
And so we get the first whistle, and we're underway. And Burton looking for Lexi Brazier, got it over. Now Shiner back the other way, looking in the corner for Lexi Boner. Back the other way, Lexi Brazier, and Brazier hits that one into the net. And it's 1-0 Shiner. Well, Shiner strikes first here in this opening set. And mixed up by Ramirez. Harmel stepping in the middle.
Nice stop by Hody.
And Hody gets the point there. Makes it 1-1.
Harmel's going to do the serving for us.
Yeah, Natalie Hody, a sophomore this year. And Harmel going to serve. Harmel, a junior on the team. And
nice serve.
That one over. Ramirez in the corner there looking for Boner. Now back the other way. And Brazier got over for Burton. And Fritsch will set for Lexi again. And that one that just got it over there, Shiner. A little belt shot got it in. And Lady Comanches lead it 2-1. Yeah, it was at Paisley Wallace to serve for the Lady Comanche. That one just got inside the back line. Burton let it go thinking it was going to be out. And Shiner up 3-1 here in the early going.
We're all right, girls. First one right here.
Wallace, a sophomore, with the next serve. Burton setting for Lacey. Brazier got that one over. And Shiner hits that one to the referee stand, and it's a point for Burton. Make it 3-2. As Lexi Brazier goes to service line, let's see if she can tie this one up real quick.
That Huntsman came in to the front line.
And she gets it across the net. Back the other way now, Burton. Rich setting for Brazier from the backcourt. Now the other way.
Good block by Hody.
Yep. And great Lexi. We're going to the corner to Huntsman. And
cross the line.
And finally a whistle. Took him long enough.
Shiner was across the bottom line.
Yeah, and a point for Burton to make it 3-3. And that time, Brazier hits it in the net. And that's a point for Shiner to make it 4-3, Lady Comanche. So now Shiner will get the next serve. Burton. And that one blocked, and a point there for the Comanche. And it's 5-3.
All right, girls, relax. Play your game.
Shiner, the home team, Burton, the visitors here, and it's an ace for the Comanches. And they take the 6-3 lead. And served by Shiner. Now Burton back the other way, going for Huntsman. And got it off of one of the Shiner players and went out of bounds.
Swing by
6-4. Huntsman showing that senior leadership out there.
Got Henry coming into the front row. Page doing the serving.
Paige Fritz, one of the four seniors on the team. And there's the serve. And Shiner just gets it back over.
Setting in the that away.
Nice Henry hit. With a nice kill there. And makes it 6-5 there. So Burton got the lead down to 1 point again.
So Paige.
And Fritz with another serve.
Coming over. Hit it hard, Aaron.
Huntsman got it back across to Britton now.
All right, double.
Ramirez got, tried to get over and double hit. And we're all tied, 6-6.
Keep rolling, Paige. Let's go, Rip.
Fritz with the next serve. He's sitting in the corner. And Shiner got it back, now working the other way. Burton now going for Huntsman, got it over. Now back
out.
The other way, that one hit past the back line. And Burton now takes his first lead of the match, 7-6.
Keep working, girls.
Fritz with her next serve. And it's up in the corner for Taylor Goshen. And
saves it.
Yeah, saves it from going out of bounds. And now.
Get up.
That one just dropped in by Shiner. That was Harley Semchick. And we're tied 7-7.
Bam, still rolling in.
But with only one side of bleachers, I wonder what happens if we get another standing room only crowd. ain't a whole lot left. As Burton gets back across now, Shiner.
Burton in the net.
And the call of the Lady Panthers in the net. So Shiner retakes the lead, 8-7. And next serve by Shiner.
Good hit by Lacey.
And Lacey Brazier picks up the kill and makes it 8-8.
Lacey doing the serving. Amaya comes into the front row.
And Lacey with the serve. Going in the middle there to Ramirez. Now, going to Williams, and Williams got it over. Little
day by Page.
Burton with a good save there. That's past the back line. And a point for Shiner to make it 9-8. Lady Comanche's up by one. And checking the game now is Savannah Durrett. freshman on the team. And she serves it over. Now Burton coming back across. Henry had her
good
shot
save,
blocked.
Kate.
And that time Burton didn't get it back over. Got tangled up there in the middle. And it's 10-8, Shiner. Lexi got it over, now back the other way. And it was Toshin giving it over to Shiner. Now Huntsman over for Burton.
Good dig by Lacey.
And Fritz trying to set for Huntsman. Got it over to the Shiner side. Now Shiner going in the middle.
Right,
hit it in the net. Point for Burton. And it's 10-9.
Taylor coming in to do the serving.
Yeah. So far, it's been a close match. Nobody's had more than a two-point lead thus far. Here they are going, and Taylor Gross with the serve. Shiner trying to dunk
that. Swing, lace it, left.
And it's in out of bounds. Point Burton, and we're tied 10-10.
Got to keep swinging like that, Doug.
Oh, yeah. At this point, leave it all out there. Taylor Gross now with the serve. It hit the top of the net and didn't get over. That'll be a point for Shiner.
That's three of them.
To make it 11-10. It just barely clipped the top of the net, but enough to where it wouldn't go over. And so now Comanches with the serve. And Lexi Brazier with a small hit there, but brought back by
Shiner. All right, free ball here. Let's go.
And Frazier going for the kill, and Shiner got it back over, and Burton got it back over. They're going in the middle there. And it's Katie Smith with the kill for Shiner. And makes it 12-10. And next serve there by the Comanches. Williams got over Burton now. Shiner coming back and couldn't return it. And it's 12-11.
Henry is coming in to do the serving. Hody's back up front.
Madeline Henry, a sophomore. And she picked up the ace, and we're tied 12-12.
It's close enough, Madeline.
Another serve there. Working it over, and Lexi got it across. Ramirez over for Shiner that just got the inside part of the line. And it's 13-12, Comanches. As Kylan Ramirez, well, a few seniors they've got on the. Yeah, she picks up the ace. 14-12. Matter of fact, Shiner only has three seniors on this team. And Ramirez with her next serve. Brazier. Or Lacey.
My kid.
And Amaya Williams with a big
girl,
kill.
Amaya.
This is 14-13.
Harmel coming in to do the serving.
Let's see if she can get us at least tied and put some distance there. Harmel, one of the top servers on this Burton team. Sends that one across. And a little dunk shot there by Paisley Wallace. And it's 15-13 for Lady Comanche. And
nice
kill there, Lexi Brazier that time. And we cut now back down to 15-14. jumping ahead.
Lexi doing the serving. Huntsman coming back to the front rope.
And served there by Lexi Brazier. And
never went. Never went.
And that one hit over. Point four went out of bounds. A point for Burton. And we're tied up again. 15-15. To serve by Lexi Brazier. Shiner got it back over, and now Huntsman got it back over for Burton. Ramirez hits it over, and now Burton, as Fritz gets it back across.
Get up there, block. Got a hand on it. Good job.
And now setting for Lexi. Back the other way, and that one drops in on the point. For the Comanches, that was Kiera Curtis picking that one up. And Shiner with a 16-15 lead. So far, neither team has used the timeout. And there's the serve. And Burton hits that one in the net. And it's 17-15.
You all right, Aaron? Keep swinging. Timeout, Burton.
And as we said, timeout for the Lady Panthers. And we'll take a rhythm, be back after we hear 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors. And let's hear 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
All right, as we come back here, and Shiner just picked up another point, and it's now 18-15 Comanches. And Shiner with the serve here. Burton trying to see if they can bury that one. Oh, Burton saved it from going out. Might have been better off to let that one go, but now Shiner back the other way. And
good out.
Brazier doing the splits and coming up with a kill, but then they hit it in the net. And it's 19-15 Shiner.
Come on, girls, let's go. Just another game. Loosen up.
And Shiner with the next serve. Working around the Lacey Brazier and just got that one back. And now that one drops in by Harley Sefcik. And it's now 20-15. And Burton wants another timeout. And so we'll take a rhythm, be back after we hear 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5.
5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Call Your Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high-quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
As we go, and Shiner with the ball, and Sefcik and Burton. It's that one out of bounds, and it's now 21-15, Shiner, here in this opening set. Lady Comanches taking charge here after what had been seesawing back and forth. Burton right now just needs to settle down and try to break the serve. And in the corner, Huntsman.
Yeah.
And whistle against Burton, and it's 22-15. Burton out of timeouts for this first set. And next serve by Shiner. And Cody gets it back over. Now they're setting it in the corner there for Curtis. Got it over. Now back the other way. And Lacey Braver hits that on the net. It's 23-15. Shiner.
Maybe we're just getting all this bad juju out the way this first game.
I hope so. And next serve, Fritz. They're working around to Lacey, got it over. Back in the middle, Sefcik, and another point for Shiner. And it's 24-15, and now Shiner only needs one more point to win this first set. And what a job there by Addie Probe, the sophomore. And she sends that one over. And Burton working on Lexi Brazier. And Lexi picks up the kill there to keep the set alive and makes it 24-16. And Paige Fritz now to serve, and Burton got some ground to make up here.
Henry come back in the front line.
And served by Fritz. And setting for Goshen. Back the other way, Huntsman going with a kill.
Shiner.
They hit that one out of bounds. There's Shiner, and it's 24-17. And now, all of a sudden, here comes Berkman. Now, Shiner wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And back we go. Lexi Brazier. And that one hit out of bounds by Wallace. And 24-18. What was a 9-point lead? Burton's cut it down to 6.
Keep battling, girls.
Let's see if Fritz can keep it going here. And served by Fritz. And they set going for Sefcik. Burton with a block in there.
Here we go.
Shadow got it back over. Burton setting.
Out of way, Madeline.
And a big kill there for Madeline Henry. And it's 24-19.
One at a time, girls. Keep battling.
Now we're starting to see what we come to expect from the Lady Panthers. And Fritz with the next serve. And Sefcik got it over. Rich going for Lacey. Oh. And they hit in the net. And it's 24-20.
Atta girls, keep it up.
Five straight points here for Paige Rich. And Shiner.
Free ball here.
Got
we go.
Across. And Henry hit that one and blocked it out of bounds, and it's 24-21.
And they're taking another timeout.
Another timeout taken by the Lady Comanches, and we'll take it with them. And we'll be back in 60 seconds after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Darren Hullab, the pastor at St. John's United Church of Christ. I would invite you to join us this Sunday for worship and fellowship. We're located at 516 Colorado Street in Burton. We have two worship services each Sunday. Contemporary worship starts at 8 a.m. for you early risers, and traditional worship begins at 10 o'clock. We offer Sunday school for all ages, a nursery and children's church for the older kids. Check us out on the web and come visit us this Sunday at either of our services. And go Panthers!
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Lady Burton Panther volleyball team. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are especially proud of number 11, Natalie Hody, and wish all the girls and coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, all the way!
All the lift, that's a point.
Oh, and back we go. And Shiner got called for a lift, and all of a sudden we're down to a two-point game, 24-22. Paige Rich with the next serve. And that one's blocked, and
it's
in the net, 24-22. Wow.
Atta girls.
This is an incredible comeback here. Eight straight points for Paige Rich, and made this a one-point game. And Shiner got it back over after the serve. And now Burton back to Shiner. And Shiner gets it over.
Good save.
Brazier over to Huntsman. And Boy. Shiner hits it out of bounds, and we're tied.
Hide it up. Hide it up.
Yeah, the Shiner's out here is just absolutely stunned.
Yeah, they don't know what hit them. Got a win by two.
And an amazing comeback here where whatever this play this one finishes out. And Shiner gets it back over after the Fritz serve. And now I go to Huntsman. Ramirez got it over for Shiner. Back the other way. Burton hit that one.
Got a swing, girls. Got a swing.
And it's 25-24. And we're back to where we were a little bit ago. Shiner needs 1 point to win this first set. And they'll send Harlan Sefcik to the service line. And Sefcik with it. And that's blocked by Shiner. Shiner hits the final point. And so the first set is over. Shiner wins it 26-24. But still, what an amazing comeback for Burton just to make that competitive.
Yeah, to come down, they didn't just lay down. They could have laid down, but they didn't. Now we're going to find out what we're made of. We haven't been in this situation in probably 2 months.
Yeah.
That we were down a game, or set. So now we got to come out and be loose. Play like you finished this game and let's get with it.
Absolutely, and let's send you back. We're in between sets, and let's send you back to the studios. This time, let's hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
In the heart of Texas, where the land speaks volumes, Trollmasters Clearing and Mulching is your go-to partner to transform your property.
Locally owned and operated in Washington County, Trailmasters specializes in forestry mulching, ground clearing, and underbrushing services. With professional precision, they help you restore and maintain your natural landscapes efficiently. Trailmasters is your trusted partner for a cleaner and breathtaking property. Call Trailmasters at 979-40-MULCH and visit their Facebook page today. Trailmaster Clearing and Mulching wishes the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team a successful playoff season.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Texas. This message presented by the UIL and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, as we come back here, getting ready to go to the second set. In case you're just joining us, Shiner defeated Burton 26-24 in the first set. And now Burton finds himself behind, and now, as a famous football coach once said, it's gut check time.
Yeah, we got to come out, just relax. Our girls were tight that game. They weren't loose. They wasn't playing like they've been playing. You know, like we said at the beginning, Shiner is a real team.
Yeah.
You know, not taking nothing away from the other ones. But we wasn't intimidated by any of those. Here, they know they're in for a game. Now we have to come out. We have to adjust and come out and play ball.
Absolutely. And for Lady Panthers, it's going to be Addison Harmel to serve, who starts the set. And Harmel gets it over. Now Shiner. Working across and picking up the point of set pick. And that'll make it 1-0 for the Lady Comanches. Kylan Ramirez now to serve for Shiner. Gets it up. Oh, that just drops in for the ace. And Shiner with a 2-0 lead. And Ramirez now sends that one over. Gross. And they set in the corner.
Yeah. Shot by Lacey.
It did get in. And so a point for Burton. It cuts it to a 2-1 lead. And Lexi Brazier now to the server's line.
Madeline back up front.
And served by Lexi. Going in the middle of the set check.
Net.
And Burton called for being in the net. Makes it 3-1 Shiner.
Stay up there, girls. You're all right.
That'll be Savannah Durrett to serve. And Durrett sends that one over. Burton, as Harmel gets it back across, back in the middle, and Brazier over to Fritz.
Play by Henry.
Corner, and Madeline Henry picks up a nice steal there. Cuts to a 3-2 game.
They got to keep swinging. We got two in that tipping mode in that last part. Got to swing against a good team.
And that time, sir. By Burton. Shiner got it over. Now Lexi. Over to Lacey. Got it over. Back the other way. Lexi saves that one from going out of bounds. Harmel over to Lacey. Got it over. And nice block there. And Steiner hits him in the net. And all of a sudden we're tied 3-3. And Natalie Hody going to the service line now for the Burton Lady Panthers.
Nice block.
Nice from there.
Lacey Brazier.
And Burton takes the lead 4-3.
Keep serving, Nat. Let's go, babe.
Hody gets it over.
Got Lumbeck in the middle.
And good to see her back in after missing the last match. And Shiner picks up the kill there. We're tied 4-4. And now coming in to serve is Addie Probe. And Probe, we have a serve.
Good pass.
Harmel. Set that one past the back line there. Going for Lundbeck in the middle, and it's 5-4 Shiner. And next serve there. Lexi gets it over, and Ramirez back the other way. Lexi and Harmel going to Henry, and Henry.
Oh, got to get on top of it, girl.
And it's out of bounds, and a point for Shiner. And Lady Comanches lead the Lady Panthers 6-4.
Come on, girls. Here we go.
Next serve by Probe. And Lacey hit that one underneath the net. And it's 7-4. Shiner now with a 3-point lead. Next serve by Probe. And to the back line, Lexi. Now they're working around to Lacey. And Ramirez. Probe got it over. Lexi to Harmel. And in the middle, a double block there by Shiner. And they lead it 8-4.
Let's go, girls. Come on now.
And Probe ready. Serve there. And Harmel. Setting in the middle for Lundbeck. Shiner got it back over. And Burton. As that one drops in, Harmel will try to dive to keep it alive.
Timeout, Burton.
And 9-4 Shiner. And so timeout on the court, and we'll take it with them back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers.
And as we come back, and Shiner just picked up another point, and it's now 10-4, Lady Comanches. And Addie Probe continuing to serve. We've now had 6 points in a row. And Probe gets that one over. And that one goes out of bounds. And point for Burton. Makes it 10-5. And so now Burton with some substitutions. Amaya Williams coming back in. And Lacey Brazier will go to the server's line.
Go, Lacey.
serve over, and Ramirez. And working around to Septic, got it over. And now Williams going for the kill. Septic just got it back. Oh, it just got inside.
That just hit, everything is falling their way, Doug. I mean, that ball should have been long out.
I mean, it seems like wherever the holes are, they're finding them.
And right now, they're twice the athletic team that we're showing up. We did right now. We just ain't showing up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I believe so. And now Sefcik to serve. Lexi over to Lacey and to Williams. And that time it was in the net for Shiner. Makes it 11-6. Now let's see if Burton gets the ball back and they can go on a run here as Taylor Gross comes in to serve.
Let's go, Taylor.
And Gross gets that one over, and Ramirez over to Durrett, got it over, and now back the other way, Burton. As Lexi saves that one from going into the bench. And that time Shiner hits it in the net, and that's the lead down to 4, 11-7. Burton still trailing the Lady Comanches.
Out of battle here.
Back here. And Gross with the serve. And they're setting for Curtis, and she picks up the kill. And makes it 12-7, and Shiner will retain possession. And coming in, Tinsley Basick. Basick with the serve. Working it back around goes Lexi. Shiner got it over, now Lacey going for Lundbeck. And Fritz to Williams got it over. And that one, Gross tried to save it. And it hits off of Risk, goes out of bounds. It's 13-7.
They scouted us real well, too, Doug.
Yeah.
We slide up and cover behind the hitters, and that's leaving those holes open.
That time the Shiner hits it in the net, and it's now 13-8.
Come on, Paige. You brought us back last time. Let's go.
Yeah, the first set, Fritz had a string of 9 points in a row. And he got the serve, and that time Shiner with a little dunk shot to get it over. Brazier got it back over, or Lacey got it back over now.
And hole again.
And found another hole there to Shiner, and it's 14-8. Shiner now with a 6-point lead on the Lady Panthers. And next serve, and Lexi saves that over to Lacey.
Get a block here. Got to get a block.
And that one dropped. Went past the back line, out of bounds. And so point for Burton. And it makes it 14-9.
Harmel coming in to do the serving.
And Williams coming out. And Harmon with the serve. Back the other way to Shiner. And Ramirez hit it, but nobody followed her up on it. And it's now a point to Burton. Makes it 14-10. And we'll see if Harmon can get Burton on a run here and get back into this match.
Come on, Addy.
Next serve for Harmon. Over to Ramirez. Now Burton back the other way.
Crazy with the kill.
Delecchio getting the kill, and it's 14-11 now. Burton's got the lead down to 3.
Come on, Addy.
Gotta keep working here. Harmon ready with another save. Or with an observer, and it, unfortunately that one lands in the top of the net. And it's now 15-11. And Ramirez back to serve. Gross. And working around the Lexi, got it over. And now that's
good block.
Good block there by Burton. And Fritz gets that one out. Waiting to see the official signal there, and that is point for Shiner to make it 16-11. Ramirez near the serve. And Lacey got it over. Now Ramirez, and they're working around to Boner, and Burton hits that one out of bounds. Another point for Shiner. Makes it 17-11.
Timeout.
And timeout on the court taken by Burton. And we'll take a look and be back in 60 seconds from our sponsors. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's winter mini-mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks. Then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly. So register today at blinn.edu.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And back we go here, and Shiner with a serve.
Nice spot.
Burton there with a nice, picks up the point and makes it 17-12. Shiner still with a 5-point lead as Lexi Brazier goes to serve.
Madeline came back into the front row for us.
And now Burton can get back into this one.
Good serve. Oh, what a save.
Shiner got it back over. And working it around, and Lacey gets the kill. Oh, no, she doesn't, out of bounds, and it's 18-12.
Let's go, girl.
And
all right, free one.
Back we go here, and Burton. Shiner got a little crisscross there and makes it 18-13.
Hody doing the serving, Lumbeck up front.
And Natalie Hody got it across. And Burton,
nice
job there, hit it off of Ramirez, and Ramirez out of bounds, and so that makes it 18-14. Lead is down to 4 now.
Keep serving, Nat. Come on, babe. Good serve.
And Hody got it over, working it around.
Good now. Block by Lumbeck and Brazier.
Looking over, and that one rode the top of the net there just for a second. Got over, and now back across goes Boner, and now Burton trying to return it. Lexi got it over, and working around, and Shiner dumps it in and picks up another point. Makes it 19-14.
Got a swing, girls, got a swing.
And now checking back in is going to be Addie Pro. Shiner with a 19-14 lead over the Burton Lady Panthers here in set two. And what a job there by Harmel saving that one. And now back the other way. Going for the kill is Curtis. And now Burton picks up the kill on the other end there. Lacey Brazier. And it's 19-15.
Amaya comes in the front row. Lacey doing the serving.
And Lacey gets the running start and hits that one over. And Steiner got it back across, and Lexi saved that. And Williams got it over. And Fritz sends it back across now. Steiner going for
the block. And the long back for the block.
19-16.
Go, Lacey.
Lacey Brazier ready. Sends that one across.
All right.
Ace. And it's now 19-17. And now Shiner wants a timeout. And so we will take it with him. And we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
Parmel Electric says go, Lady Panthers! Parmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Parmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, keep on winning.
And as we come back here, Burton picks up another point. And it's 19-18. Lead is down to one. And let's see if Lacey Brazier can keep it going. Hit that one with a net. And it's a point for Shiner, 20-18.
First one back, girls. Let's go.
And so there by the Lady Comanches. Working it over. And that one is
blocked out by Henry.
And it's 20-19.
Gross coming in to serve.
Burton trailing by one. And Gross gets it over. Diner setting for Curtis. Little dunk shot, it's Williams. And work it over to Lexi. Going for the kill. And
out. Good job.
Out of bounds, and we're tied 20-20.
Go, Taylor. Keep it up, babe.
And Taylor Gross now with the next serve. Sarah. Shiner set for Curtis. And Burton retakes the lead, 21-20.
Come on, Red. Keep finishing now.
And back the other way. And Shiner picks up the point there. That was Caden Smith. And we're tied 21 all.
Number six doing the serving for Shiner.
And that is Savannah Durrett. And Durrett with a serve. Looking around to Lexi Brazier. Shiner got it over. Now Lacey setting for Williams. Williams got
shot
back across. And now Shiner going. Oh, and dropped in there by Taylor Koshin. Shiner retakes the lead, 22-21.
Come on, babies, let's go.
And the direct back to serve.
Out.
Pass the back line, point Burton. And we're tied 22-22. And there looks like this one's going to come down to a photo finish as well.
Yeah, it is.
And served there by Fritch.
And
that time,
William
that one in the top. And it's 23-22.
Shiner taking the timeout.
Shiner wants the timeout. And we'll take it with him. Be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Home Builders proudly supports the Burton Panthers. Congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team and coaches on punching your ticket to the playoffs. Your hard work, hustle, and determination have paid off. And the entire community is behind you. With over a decade of experience in custom contracting, Burton Home Builders is ready to help turn your dream home into a reality. Stop by 9706 Highway 290 West or call to schedule your appointment. From everyone at Burton Home Builders, good luck in the playoffs, Panthers.
More people are making improvements to their property than ever before. Whether they're adding a workshop, a barn, a storage shed, or a barnominium, the number one choice is DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. Since 1996, folks in Texas have trusted the products and expertise of DDM Custom Metal Buildings. Their staff can answer your questions and take you from the design of your new metal building to its construction. From metal roofs to entire office buildings, DDM can do it all. See their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com.
Atta, baby.
And back we go here. And Savage got that one over. And the whistle, point Burton. And it's 24-22. So now Lady Panthers.
1 point here. Let's go, girl.
Away from tying this match up. And Fritz with a serve. And so that one got in. And it's 24-23. Burton leading by one.
Hey, one hit here. One hit. Let's go.
And it's McKenna Fish to serve. Fish gets ready. Gives that one over. And Burton got it back across. Ramirez. And they're sitting in the middle. And Burton.
Kill it.
Raise your
win. Yeah.
And Burton wins the second set 25-23. And so now we're all even at one match apiece as we head to set number three. And remember that play regulation best of five. Best three out of five. And so we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-375. 6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
The Daryl Kiki family, along with Shaded W Show Pigs, are excited to see the Lady Panthers volleyball team back in the playoffs. Sports teach leadership, teamwork, and dedication. The Kiki family would like to thank all the players, coaches, and parents for their hard work and dedication in helping to build this great volleyball team. All of Burton is proud of you. The Kikis hope you'll join them cheering on and supporting the Burton High School Lady Panthers. Go Lady Panthers all the way to state.
All right, as we come back here, the Burton Lady Panthers, the Shiner Lady Comanches in this region championship game. And so far, Daryl, it is not disappointed. It is,
no, this is
two steps, two barn burners.
Two even match teams that had each other's, they make runs, then somebody answers. that was so huge that we answered back. Now we ought to loosen up, play our game like we've been playing, and let's take care of business here. Get this third game and finish it in four.
There you go. That sounds like a plan to me. And as we mentioned, the winner of this moves on to the regional, or excuse me, the state semifinals Saturday in Brenham. And Burton getting set here. And officials not quite sure what they're waiting on. And it looks like Shiner is going to stir to start this particular set.
All right, Red, let's go.
And served by Ramirez.
That pass by Groff.
And that's over to Lexi Brazier, and she hits that one past the back line. And it's 1-0 Shiner. And Ramirez with the next serve. Harmel going in the middle to Hody. And a whistle on Shiner, and it's going to be a point. It was all Shiner in the net. That's a point for Burton. And we're even at one apiece.
Let's go, Harmel.
Addison Harmel to the server's line.
And
Harmel to serve. And just gets that in. That was Paisley Wallace with a left-handed hit, but she gets it in there.
Yeah.
And it's 2-1 Shiner.
Gotta go up, girls. Let's go.
And
good pass.
And it's served there by Wallace. And Curtis over to Ramirez. And Ramirez got it over. Now Burton back the other way. Set for Lexi Brazier. And Lexi, a little too fast on that one. Getting in the net. It's 3-1 Shiner.
Here we go, girls.
And next serve by Wallace and Burton.
Good game by Harmel.
Lacey got it back over. Now the other way, Ramirez and French. And they're working around the
nice Lacey. Roll.
Lacey drops that one into a point and cuts it to a 3-2 match.
Henry coming in. Lex doing the serving.
And Lexi Brazier getting the running start.
That a girl.
And that one out of bounds by Shiner, and they're tied 3-3.
Keep serving, Lex.
Next serve by Lexi. And they go to Bassick to get it over. Now back the other way, and that one sent out of bounds by Huntsman, and it makes it 4-3 Shiner.
Battle back and forth, girls. Here we go. Yep.
And now that'll be Addie Probe coming back in to serve for the Lady Comanches.
Pass by Paige.
And that one
Lacey
hit in the net by Shiner. And make it 5-4, or 4-4,
yeah.
Excuse me. I thought I was like that.
They
wrong
put it on the
they
wrong,
wrong
side
on the
at
scoreboard,
first.
Yeah. And Lundbeck has it blocked back into her, and now it's 5-4. And Septic in to serve. and working around the hip.
Come on, Mally. You can't tap, baby. You're good. You can swing.
And Shiner got it back over. Another way, Burton. And is that one a...
Got the friendly net roll there.
Get off the subcheck, and that's a point there to tie it at 5-5.
Williams coming in the front row. Lacey doing the serving.
And in case you're just joining us, we're tied at one set apiece. Shiner won the first set 26-24. Burton won the second set 25-23. And a serve there by Lacey Brazier. And Shiner going for the kill, and it's Vasek getting it to make it 6-5. Lady Comanches.
Net. I mean, foot. No, called us out of rotation.
And Burton, yeah, out of rotation on Burton. Is that'll be a point for Shiner. Makes it 7-5. And that's something we don't want to give them any freebies. And Burton working around.
Swing.
Williams going for the kill.
Get away, Amaya.
And that cuts it to a 7-6 match. And now substitutions as Taylor Gross checks back in. Gross to serve. And Shiner gets it over, and Burton works it around to Williams. And got over Critch. Over to Lacey, to Lexi. And blocked back by Shiner. They pick up the point. And they've taken an 8-6 lead. And now Taylor Goshen to serve. Goshen showing pace on time call. As I guess wanting some kind of asking the referee a question. That's Paisley Wallace for Shiner and Paige Fritz for Burton. Not really sure there what the issue was. But now we're ready to resume as Koshin serves. And Burton hits that one in the net. Fritz and Gross are both going at the same time, and that cost Burton a point there. And it's 9-6 Comanches. Next serve. And Brazier.
That a girl!
Put in there for the point.
A little bit of their own medicine right there.
And that cuts to a 9-7 matchup.
Page doing the serving. Hody back up front with Williams and Lexi.
And in case you just joined, didn't hear Fritz back in that first set had a stretch of 9 straight points that she was able to serve for Burton.
That off another one.
And as you said there, Darrell, another one as they hit out of bounds and gets the ace. And it's down 9-8. Next serve. And
all right, 3-1.
That over. Working to Williams. Williams with a little dunk shot. Back the other way. And the, and China guy.
Nice swing.
Lucky Brazier. And we're tied 9-9. Seems like, as we were talking earlier, whenever somebody gets a little bit of a lead, the other one immediately starts battling back.
We need to pour it on here.
And Fritz with the next serve. And Ramirez
they gave us a free one.
And now Brazier got it over. Ramirez got it back. Let's see. And going in the corner.
Good block.
Good block there.
Cody with the block.
And that makes it 10-9, Burton.
Atta girl.
And Fritz Reddy with the serve. Shiner looking for the return. Ramirez mishandled it, and it's now 11-9, Burton.
Keep it up, girls.
Served by Fritz. Shiner setting.
Another free one.
And that hit there by Bowman.
Time out, Shiner.
And it's got 12-9. Burton and Shiner wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with and be back. We'll be back in here 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
Everyone at Kiki Eggs in Burton are proud supporters of the Burton volleyball team and are pleased to help bring you this broadcast of the Burton volleyball playoff game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki's farm fresh eggs at your local grocery, convenience store, and finer food market. Kiki Egg Farm supports the Burton volleyball team. Go Lady Panthers!
All right, and we're back here. And served there by Fritz. And back the other way. Go, and now Burton. As Rangers score there, Burton now in 13-9 lead.
Atta girl, Lex. Let's go, Paige. They got Shiner rattle right now. They need to finish him.
And next serve there by Fritz. Shiner working it over. And that time Burton hits it out of bounds. And it's 13-10. As Kylan Ramirez goes to the server's line for the Lady Comanches. Serve there by Shiner. And that one blocked there. That was Stefcheck, and it makes it 13-11. And now this one, Burton gets the lead now. Here comes Shiner again.
Let's go, girls.
And Ramirez with the serve. Frazier over to Williams, back to Lexi. And working around there, and that's going to be hit out of bounds by Sefcik. And Coach Smith wanting Sefcik charged, called for a lift, but referee apparently didn't. We saw it, but apparently the ref didn't. And we're further back than
yeah.
he is.
Yeah. He's letting them play, I guess.
Yep. Yeah. And down to a one-point lead. And working it back over to Lexi. And Shiner hits it out of bounds. That was on Savannah Durrett. And Burton now with a point. They make it 14-12. Lady Panthers with a two-point lead.
Go, Addy.
And Ashton Harmel returns to the court. And she'll go back to serve. And Harmel got across. Now working to Sefcik. Rich. Going over and give it to Lexi. And Lexi, maybe a little over anxious there. He hit it into the net, and it's 14-13.
First one, girl. First one.
Answered there by Paisley Wallace. Now Burton and.
Oh,
that was just dropped in.
That China, gosh, Lee, how many is that there?
I've lost
four
count.
Or five.
I mean, they just.
They see that corner open.
And they find it, too. And Wallace for the serve. Burton working around to Lexi. Got it over. Now Shiner going to Curtis. Rich to Harmel. Back to Lexi. And that one out on Burton. And makes it 15-14. Shiner. And now Wallace will get ready for her next serve. Sends that one over. Burton. Getting around to Lacey and hits that one out of bounds.
Timeout, Burton.
16-14. Shiner retakes the lead. And we will take a timeout and be back after we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors congratulates the Burton volleyball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. They'd like to salute the volleyball team coaches, teachers, and parents for all their hard work and dedication this season. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. Go Burton Volleyball! From everyone at Burton Park Project.
Insurance. Not something you enjoy buying, but if you need it, boy, you glad to have it. I'm telling you. Dahman and Associates in Brenham. Your local agent for Germania Insurance can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahman and Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahman and Associates, your trusted local Germania agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
All right, as we come back in, Burton just gets that one inside the line, and it's now 16-15. Ball went into the stands, and so now they're sending it back over, and Lexi plays with the serve.
Henry back on the front row.
And Frazier gets that one over, and...
All right, free ball here.
They're working it back over, and a point for Shiner. And we're tied 16-0. Or actually, excuse me, I correct. 17-15. Okay. So 17-15, and now Shiner getting set to serve. And Annie Probe back in. And that one past the back line by Henry. And it's 18-15 Shiner now.
Yeah. Keep swinging, Madeline. You can do it. Got to get on top.
And Probe with the next serve. Burton working around to Lacy. Got it over.
Cody with the kill.
And that one out of bounds. And it's points there for Burton. Makes it 18-16.
Come on, Natalie.
And just got word the Belleville Bremenettes are going to win tonight.
Coach Brewer
taking them back to state.
Good block, Lumbeck.
They'll play in the state semifinals on Saturday. Meanwhile, working them back. Kill there, Lacey Brazier. And it's now down to 18-17.
So they win in how many sets?
Three straight.
Three straight. That Brewer's a coach.
Yep.
Good pass.
And they're working around that time past the back line. And a point for Shiner makes it 19-17. Henry was a little too much on that one.
Did you see anything on Iola?
Haven't been able to find that yet. Maybe we get a little better signal in here. As works it around now. Little duck shot by Shiner. Nice dive.
Rich.
Yeah, that time Henry hit it into the net. And it's 20-17. And Burton wants a timeout, and so we'll take it with him back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
When your building project requires metal, DDM Pipe and Seal is your go-to place. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Seal has decades of experience supplying contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers with metal products and tools. From angle iron, tubing, welding supplies, and seal roofs, you'll find it all in their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com. Their staff can answer your questions and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel, personal attention for your next project.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team. Known for high-quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction, Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass. From windshields and door glasses to back glasses, they install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
And back we go, Shiner with a serve, and Burton get that one in the net. It's now 21-17 for the Lady Comanches. Next serve there, now Wallace, and Burton lets that one go out. 21-18. Burton now cut it back to a three-point lead, and let's see if we... Lacey Brazier going to serve, and let's see if we can get some points here. Brazier, she hit that in the net. Yeah, I was noticing, Daryl, she was going, looked like she kind of lost her footing there a little bit.
Yeah, and then the ball was down low and she swung.
And so now serving is Savannah Durrett. She sends that one over. Burton, nice block there. And
can't Burton. Give it right back to him, girl.
And that one blocked by Burton. Shiner got it over. Now Burton setting it. Who's going to take charge out there? And then we got over. Now, nice block on Brazier. Wow. And Ramirez going for Wallace. Brazier there that time to close that hole. And back the other way. And now finally Shiner hits that one out of bounds.
Good job, Henry.
The point. And it's 22-19. And boy, they really had to earn that one.
There was a lot of chicken winging going on in that one. Let's go, Taylor.
And now Taylor Gross. And with that one in the net. And it's 23-19. And Shiner getting ready to serve again. They only need 2 points to take the lead in this match. And serve over by the Lady Comanches. Burton going to Lexi Brazier. She gets the kill, and it's 23-20.
Hody coming back up front.
And
Paige's doing the serving.
Yep. Yeah, let's see if she can keep her magic going. She's been very good from that server's line tonight. Rich, and Shiner works it around. Rich over to Lacey, going to Lexi. And Shiner now working back the other way.
Good
job. Over Ramirez, and now sitting in the middle there, and a kill by Dotson. 24-20. As Ramirez goes back to the server's line.
Come on, girls, don't Shiner, quit.
Shiner needs just one more point to take this third set. And now Burton working around to Lexi Brazier, got it over. And Shiner just gets it back over the took the line, and now Lexi got it back over. Going in the corner there.
Gotta get a block.
And now put it over there, and out of bounds, Point Burton. And it goes down 24-21.
Keep battling one at a time, girls. Come on, Maddie.
Shiner's not happy with that last, but I thought it was the right call there.
Oh, yeah, it was way out.
Yeah. And Harmel with the serve. Now they're sitting in the middle there, and that's a set point there for Steiner. So Steiner takes the second set, 25-21. And so that'll send us to set number four in a must-win set for the Burton Lady Panthers. And before we go to our next break, hey, volleyball fans, mark your calendar for the UIL State Volleyball Championships November 20th through the 22nd at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, where the best teams from all corners of the Lone Star State will battle it out over the court. For the latest updates and ticket information, go to uiltexas.org/volleyball. That's uiltexas.org/volleyball. Back with set number four after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go fight win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Call Your Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
Wayne, Clarence, and the staff at Memorial Oaks Chapel are proud to support the Burton Panthers volleyball team this playoff season. They are proud of the hard work and dedication the Lady Panthers have put in making this season successful and thrilled to cheer them on to victory. Good luck, Lady Panthers. Memorial Oaks Chapel is grateful to serve the families of Washington County, one family at a time. Memorial Oaks Chapel, they make it personal.
If you want to get a head start on Thanksgiving or Christmas meal planning, call Sandtown Catering at 277-5023 for all of your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call 277-5023 today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Burton volleyball team good luck in the playoffs, and we'll be with you every step of the way. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here to set number four between the Burton Lady Panthers and the Shiner Lady Comanches. Shiner leads the match 2-1, which means if Shiner wins this fourth set, the season's over for Burton. But if Burton can win this fourth set, we go to one more do-or-die fifth set.
Play the 15. You got to get this one. They got to come out and play relaxed like they can.
This one has been very evenly matched between the two teams.
Harmel will be doing the serving first for us. We just got to come out swinging. We've been tapping, and then, you can't give a team like Shiner a free ball. They're 9 times out of 10 going to use it and hit it.
And so Addison Harmel to start the serving for Burton, sends it over. Shiner working around in the middle, and they get the kill there. And that was Harley Selfcheck, and it's 1-0 for the Lady Comanches. That was Caden Smith there that picked that kill up. And it's Colin Ramirez now with the next serve. And sets up for Henry, and Henry picks up the kill there, and it's 1-1. And Madeline Henry now going to the server's line. And Henry with the next serve.
Get up.
Shiner tried to flip it over, and now Burton back the other way. Shiner just got that one over. And Brazier with an attempted dunk shot. Shiner right
saved
back with him. And Lacy got it over. And now Selfcheck and Fritz. And they're working around to Lacy. And now back the other way. getting over his boner. And the other way, and that one finally goes out of bounds, they're going to say, and point for Shiner makes it 2-1, Lady Comanches. As Paisley Wallace will check back in to serve.
First one, girls, here we go.
Wallace gets it over, Fritsch. And then working around the Lacey Brazier. And we're going to get a whistle in the netting with Shiner and point for Burton. We're tied 2-2.
Out of way. Let's go, Red.
Next serve by Burton. And then working around now. Going to Lexi. And Lexi picks up the bill. 3-2 Burton. And served by Hody. And Burton gets it back. Going to Lacey. Shiner hits it under the net. And it's 4-2 now for Burton.
Come on, Nat.
And Natalie Hody. One of several sophomores in the Burton team. And now Sefcik picking up the kill there for the Comanches. And it's now down to a 4-3 lead for Burton. And Addie Poole comes back in to serve.
Here we go, girls.
Sends that one over, and Burton, that one's out of bounds, point Shiner, and it's 4-4. And Poole has been very difficult, too, from that server's line tonight.
Yeah, she's, that ball's dipping when she's serving it.
And sends that one over, Fritsch over to Harmel, and over to Lacey, and now back the other way.
Shiner never win.
Curtis, and nice block there by Burton, and Lady Panthers pick up the point, make it 5-4.
Let's go, Lacey.
Lacey Brazier.
Got a Maya up front.
Burton has six sophomores on the team, and including Lacey with the serve. And going for the kill and picking up there is Harley Sefcik. And we're tied at 5-5. And speaking of subject, now she goes back to serve.
All
and
right.
Hit that in the net. A point for Burton. Makes it 6-5.
Come on, Lex.
And Lexi with a serve. And back the other way, Smith got it over for
Nellie.
And Williams comes up to kill. And it's 7-5, Burton.
Come on, Lex.
Lexi Brazier now going back to serve. And sends
nice.
One over. And nice dig by Shep.
Good block.
In the middle there.
Attaboy.
Lundbeck. And it's 8-5.
Good job, Lundbeck. Stay up there. You got to run that front.
And it's served by Lexi. And then we're going over to Curtis.
All right, free one here.
And now Burton going to Williams. And that time is against Burton, and point for Shiner to make it 8-6.
Pushed her a little too far outside.
Yep, and Durrett coming in to serve. Rich. Oh, miscommunication there by Burton is Lacey hits it out of bounds, and it's 8-7. And so now the Burton lead down to 1.
Now talk, girls. Here we go.
And a serve. Lacey gets it over. Now working around and off the fifth out of bounds. And it's 8-8. Just like that, tied up again. And this has been the very definition of a seesaw back and forth match. And Bosick will serve. Time call. Shoelace malfunction there. And Bosick with the serve. Lacey.
Good swing. That's the way to hit the ball. Nice job, Madeline.
Yeah, that was Madeline Henry with the kill there. Makes it 9-8, Burton. Now put Paige Fritch to the service line, and we'll see if she can put some distance between the Lady Panthers and the Lady Comanches. And Fritch with the serve. Ramirez, and they work it over.
Never win.
Smith. And over to Brazier.
I got to agree with the fans on that one.
Over. Now working around to Brazier. And trying to find another hole there.
Good hustle.
Good job, Fritch gets that one over.
Get up, Maya.
Williams over to Fritch.
Kill it, Madeline.
And over to Henry and that one. I got to say that one was in. And it's now tied 9-9. All evened up again. And served out by Shiner. That one hit the top of the net and just barely dipped over. And it's 10-9 for the Lady Comanches. With Taylor Koshin serving. Oh, Tucker's a little crawling machine now,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, he's tired of sitting. Spot, Madeline.
And now Burton.
Lift.
Oh, and he's going to call a double hit on Shiner. Makes it 10-10.
Come on.
And Addison Hummel checking back in. And Hummel with the serve. Kind of working around the ball.
All right, free. Let's use it. Shot. Let's see.
And Lacey Brazier with a kill. Makes it 11-10, Burton.
Come on, Addy.
And I'm over the serve.
And good block.
You know, we're excited to win it. Cody. Point Burton.
Stay on that net, girls.
Burton now with a 2-point lead. Hummel will serve once again. And Shiner going out the other way.
Not a girl, Nat. Way to save it.
And then we got it over. Shiner got it back.
Oh!
And Shiner just saves that, and Smith got it over. Now back the other way, and Brazier with a...
Ow!
And
let's go.
And it's 13-10, Burton. And timeout on the court taken by the Lady Comanches. And so we'll take a look and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
Get ready
ready for some fall-tastic fun with the Bluebell Aquatic Center. This November, stay fit and healthy by signing up for a water aerobics class. And get ready for Thanksgiving with some inflatable fun starting November 24th through the 26th. Admission is required, and please note that they will be closed on November 11th for Veterans Day. For more info, visit thecityofbrenham.org or stop by 1800 East Tom Green in Brenham.
All aboard!
Let's block!
And we come back here, and a big block there for Burton. And they now lead this one 14-10.
Stay on that net, Natalie.
And served there by Harmel. Now trying to get the back across. Going for the kill. And now Shiner trying to get back over. And Boner does. Harmel setting for Lacey Brazier.
That or shot right there.
Out of bounds. And it's 15-10 Burton.
Keep it up, girls. Go, Addy.
And hits that one in the net, and the point for Shiner to make it 15-11. As Ramirez comes back into serve. And now Burton the other way, going for the kill. Ramirez, and Shiner dumps it over. Fritz going in the corner to Henry. And
the ball is
out of bounds. And that point for Burton to make it 16-11. And that one, Henry with a serve. And Shiner does get it over. Now Burton working the break.
Nice here. Job, Lacey.
And blocked out of bounds by Boner and by Sefcik. And it's now 17-11, Lady Panthers.
Getting close to that magic 20.
Yep.
All right, free ball here. Let's use it.
And Harlow working over to Brazier. Got it over.
Missed it.
And now Burton again and going for Lexi Brazier. Dug out by Shiner. Now they get it over to Bona. That's out of bounds on Burton. And points for Shiner makes it 17-12.
Take that 5-point lead. Let's go, girls.
With Paisley Wallace coming back into serve. And
atta
Wallace
girl.
Out in the net with 18-12.
Come on, Nat. Got Lumbach up in the middle.
Blocked back in there. In the middle by Lundbeck, and it's 19-12.
Work that front, Lundbeck. It's your front. Use it.
Burton back, trying to bow back here with their backs against the wall.
Another one.
That one out of bounds, and that'll be a point for Shiner. Makes it 19-13. Shiner leading the match 2-1. Burton trying to even this one up and send it to a fifth and deciding set.
Come on, girls. All right, girls.
Right back in, and this time she hits it, and then it's 20-13.
There's yep. My 20, buddy.
Yep. And Burton now 5 points away. And
come on, Lace.
And Brazier in the serve.
Not away.
It's in the net, and it's 21-13.
Burton feeling it now. Let's finish this thing.
And Lacey Brazier sends it over.
Oh,
and Shannon miscommunicated, falls in. That's Another timeout for the Lady Comanches. And we'll think we'll be back as we hear another 60 seconds from our sponsors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton volleyball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Lady Panthers!
Larry Poppy Construction is proud to support the Lady Burton Panther volleyball team. Specializing in residential custom homes, you'll get exactly what you want when you go with Larry Poppy Construction. Call for an estimate at 979-277-8806 today. Larry and Ann are especially proud of number 11 Natalie Hody and wish all the girls and coaches the best of luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, all the way!
And as we come back here, Lexi Brazier with another big kill, and it's 23-13. Burton needed just 2 points to send it to a fifth in the deciding set.
Here we go. Go, Lacey.
Lacey Brazier now with the next serve. And Shannon
Lex Brazier with that block.
Yep, and it's 24-13. One more point for Burton.
It's picking to get loud in here, Doug.
Yep. And Lacey Brazier with the serve. Ramirez got it back over. That time picked up the point for Shiner. And it's 24-14.
First time. We only need one, girls. Only need one.
And big serve there. That's the back down. Point Burton. Burton takes the fourth set. 25 to 4. Well, wait a minute. That was it. Okay.
That's it. We're going to five.
They're going to the fifth and deciding set.
First one to 15, right?
Exactly. First one to 15. And we'll take another break. And be back with set number five after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Put your college degree on the fast track with Blinn College's winter mini-mester beginning December 15th. With convenient online classes, you can earn full course credit in just 3 weeks, then keep your momentum going when the spring semester starts on January 12th. With small classes, caring professors, and affordable tuition, Blinn is here to help you succeed. Seats fill quickly. So register today at blinn.edu.
Harmel Electric says go Lady Panthers. Harmel Electric in Burton offers new electrical installation and repairs for residential homes, commercial businesses, and in the industrial sector. Just call 979-421-0402 to talk with a licensed electrician about your needs. Get an estimate and make your appointment. They're open Monday through Friday. Harmel Electric congratulates all the members of the Burton volleyball team on a great season and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Go Lady Panthers, keep on winning.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Go Fight Win, Burton Lady Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther volleyball team. The Burton Chamber salutes the athletes and coaches for all their hard work and wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs. The Burton Chamber would like to wish everyone a safe and happy holiday season and encourage you to shop and look local. For more information, visit online at burtontexas.org. Everyone at the Burton Chamber of Commerce wishes the Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
We're all tied up two apiece. Whoever wins this set is moving on. Whoever loses is going home.
Yeah. We want to go play Iola and Brenham Saturday. Yep. We need to get the 15 first.
Yep, we know Iola won earlier tonight, so that is who awaits whoever wins this matchup. We're hoping it's the young ladies in the red down there.
We got all the momentum now. We got to carry it over to start strong here. Because we're only going to 15.
Exactly.
We get to serve first. Harmel will be serving first.
In case you're just joining us, Shiner won the first set 26-24. Burton came back, won the second set 25-23. And then it was Shiner taking the third set 25-21. And then Burton won the fourth set 25-14. And so now here we go, and Addison Harmel to serve for the Lady Panthers. And here we go, and
out.
That one rebounded by Paisley Wallace, and Burton leads it 1-0.
Keep pushing, Rand. Let's go.
And Harmel ready for the next serve.
Out.
Steiner back the other way, and the Bears hit that one out of bounds. And it's 2-0 Burton.
Keep it up, Addie. Let's go, baby.
And Harmel ready.
Serve.
And working around in the corner.
Get up by Harmel.
Now just getting over is Lacey Frazier. Fritz. And they go to Henry, got it over. Now back the other way for China. And now back to
boom!
Burton. And
nope.
China keeps that one from going over. Ramirez got to get that one over in quick fashion. And now Burton gets it in there. And it's 3-0 Lady Panthers.
Come on, Addie. Keep it up, Red.
Burton wasting no time, jumping up to a 3-point lead. And served by Harmel. Working it around, and that one is inbound by Caden Smith. And that cuts it to a 3-1 match. And Tyler Ramirez will go to serve.
First one, Red, first one.
And so there by Ramirez, Burton. And a block. Oh, and Burton played it off the net, got it over. And Sefcik for Shiner got it over. Now Burton works it back to Henry, got it over. And a whistle. And double hit call on Shiner. And it's going to be a point for Burton. It's 4-1. As Madeline Henry goes to the service line. And now Burton working around.
Third block!
And now Shiner dunks it over. That one heading out of bounds to Brazier. And they were unable to save it. And Henry diving board. She's coming up. No, that's not. Well, coming up slowly.
She's all right.
And that one's a makes it a 4-2 lead for Burton. I think they're gonna get a set. They're gonna sit.
I think she hit the side of her face a little bit on the floor.
Might have got her bell rung too.
Great hustle.
And so a serve there by Wallace has come in to serve. And that one, electrically, oh! It's Paul Burton's in the net. And it's 4-3. And next serve by Wallace. Fritz. Oh, that hit the top. That hit one of those poles on his low ceiling and came in. And makes it 4-4. And we lucked out so far, Darryl, that that ceiling hadn't played a factor, but it may have just right there.
Yeah.
And that one just gets in for Shiner. Another instance where they found the hole, and it's 5-4, and Burton wants a timeout. And so we'll take it with them and be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
Man.
And we'll be back with, after we hear 60 seconds from our Burton Lady Panther playoff sponsors.
This playoff season, Quality Glass is proud to support the Lady Panther volleyball team, known for high quality service and unmatched customer satisfaction. Quality Glass is your go-to for all things automotive glass, from windshields and door glasses to back glasses. They install it all with precision and care. Got a rock chip? No problem. They'll fix it fast and right the first time. Trust the local team that delivers results, just like the Burton Lady Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality comes standard. Go Lady Panthers, and good luck in the playoffs.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
And as we come back here, Burton's picked up two quick points, and they now lead it 6-5. And then just like that, Shiner drops one in, and it's 6-6. This is the fifth and deciding set. Both these teams have won two sets apiece. And checking in for Shiner is Addie Prue. A probe, rather. And a probe.
Come on, girls. First one.
And probe with the serve.
Pass, Taylor.
Set it for Lundbeck. Got it over.
Ow.
And out of bounds. And so that'll be a point for Burton. And Lady Panthers retake the lead, 7-6.
Lacey doing the serving. Amaya come back into the front row.
And Lacey Brazier gets it over. And Ramirez. And set it up for Seth Tick and blocked that. Now Burton back the other way to Lacey Brazier. She gets the kill. It's 8-6 Burton.
Need seven. Come on, Lacey.
And Lacey Brazier. With the next serve. Weimer. That, oh, it just dropped in, and it's 8-7. And Harley Sefcik.
Ball girl, first time, just side him out.
Harley with the serve, and now back the other way goes Lexi. And they're trying to get it over. And Lundbeck with a double hit. And it's 8-8. And all night long it's been like this. Every time one gets a lead, the other battles back.
That's internet kind of girl.
Point for Burton makes it 9-8.
Henry coming back in the front row.
And Lexi Gray. Lexi Gray here will serve. back in there, and that one is a originally ruled in by the line judge, but the judge on the platform there overruled her, and so it's a point for Burton. And 10-8. Zydervan's not happy about that one, but it was the right call.
It was way out.
Yeah. And that time, and now Shiner wants a timeout. And so with Burton leading 11-8, we'll be back after we hear 60 seconds from our sponsors.
If you want to get a head start on Thanksgiving or Christmas meal planning, call Sandtown Catering at 277-5023 for all of your dinner needs. With a wide range of menu options, you can customize your holiday dinner exactly as you envision it. And Sandtown Catering will take care of everything. Call 277-5023 today. Sandtown Catering wishes the Burton volleyball team good luck in the playoffs and will be with you every step of the way. Go Big Red! The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Lady Panthers volleyball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Lady Panthers by attending the volleyball playoff games. Go Lady Panthers!
And edge served by Brazier. Little dunk shot by Shiner. Picks up the point. And now Shiner breaks the series. But as we come back here, Burton leading 11-9 here in this fifth set. Shiner with the serve. And now Burton goes over to Henry. And now back the other way. And double block by Burton. Rich saves that one. And all right, hit the roof and back in. And we're down to a one-point match again, 11-10.
All right, girls, first pass. One pass, one kill. Let's go.
Next set there by Durrett. And Fritz's double out of bounds and we're tied 11-11. Savannah Durrett with the serve for Shiner. Rich over to Lacey and over to Henry. Henry hits it in the net. Shiner takes the lead 12-11.
Timeout.
And now Coach Smith wants a timeout. And let's just keep it right here this time as, it's coming down to the wire here.
You know, such a game of spurts. You know, Shiner was messing up. We built a three-point lead. Now we started messing up, and they fought back. Now they have a one. But we got to remember, we're only going to 15.
Exactly.
They need only three.
They need three. We need four.
So important, this first one. We have to get this first one down.
Exactly.
No ball.
We're going to it's the best of five, and this is the fifth set. Each team has won twice. Whoever takes this set is moving on to face Iowa in the state semifinals on Saturday in Brenham.
Come on, red team, let's go. One pass here.
And Savannah Durrett gets set to serve again. Rich. And the word around on Amaya Williams. And now back the other way. And Goshen got it over. Now back to Goshen again. Burton digs it out. And now Brazier. And they went to Crew. Now over to Ramirez. And Ramirez picks up the throw. And fell 13-11. And Shiner now 2 points away. Serve there. Burton working around Henry and trying to hit it out of bounds. And it's 13-12.
Swing, Madeline.
Paige Fritz heading to the server's line. Just like the first two sets, this one coming down to a photo finish. And they served it by Fritz and Shiner. Now Burton dug it out. Now up the other way to Henry. Dunk shot. Dug out by Shiner. And now Smith got on. Hits it in the net. Point hit in the tie.
19. Timeout, Shiner.
Timeout, Shiner. We're keeping it right here. We're not going
what
nowhere.
A game. What a game, Doug.
I mean, whoever walks out of here with a win tonight is going to have earned it.
This is what playoff atmosphere
exactly.
is unbelievable in here.
Yeah, I mean, this gym is just rocking.
But both sides, you know, they're leaving everything on the court. And that's what all you ask of your team.
Yeah.
Leave it on the court.
Here in the fifth and deciding set. They play to 15. Of course, you do have to win by two, so it could go the way this is going. It could go end up going a little further than that. But we'll see as Tate Fritz at the server's line. And we're ready to resume play.
We need a big block.
Fritz with the serve. And that's a good point. And now Burton knowing he's one more point.
The fans are up.
Get Paige Fritz do it here. Shiner's out of timeout. Fritz with the serve. Got it over. And that one almost dropped in. And now Shiner got it back.
All right, free ball here. Use it.
And going for the kills. Henry blocked by Shiner. Over to Williams. Oh, he hit the pole, and it's a point for Shiner. 14 all.
Come on, Red.
And served by Koshin. And Lexi Brazier got it over. Ramirez, and then work it around. To Smith got it over. Now back to Lexi Brazier. The block and a point for Shiner. And Shiner takes a 15-14 lead.
Come on, Red. You can do it.
Burton now. They've got to get a stop here. It's 15-14. If Shiner can get a point, it's over. Burton needs to hold their guard.
Out!
Out of bounds. And it's tied 15-15. What a match.
All right, Addy, come
Addison
on, baby.
Harmo coming back in. So whoever the next team is that can get a two-point lead will win this one. And Harmo hits it in the net for 16-15. Not what we needed at this juncture. As Colin Ramirez comes to serve. And Ramirez, Burton, and a whistle. Burton called in the net, and that's it. Shiner wins it 17-15. Final score there. So close. What an incredible season for these Burton Lady Panthers. And we'll be back to wrap it up after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsor.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. They also have bacon, fresh and smoked sausage available. That's Burton Meat Processing, 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday and Saturday till noon. Burton Meat Processing would like to say congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers on a great season and good luck in the playoffs.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock, limestone base, 3x5 riprap, and they have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. BVR Materials wishes the Lady Panthers good luck in the playoffs.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant and Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
Collier Construction is a general contractor and construction management service. Family owned and operated, they pride themselves on their quality craftsmanship, attention to detail, and their dedicated and loyal team. Teamwork has allowed Colliers to develop a high quality relationship with their clients for overall satisfaction and a large amount of returning clients with new projects. Collier Construction hopes they are an example to the youth of what a team with high standards can achieve. And a special congratulations to the Burton Lady Panthers volleyball team for their hard work.
All right, as we come back here, and not the outcome we were hoping for, as the Shiner Lady Comanches and the Burton Lady Panthers put on an amazing game here tonight, but in the end, second year in a row, Shiner comes out on top 3-2, and we go back and look. Shiner won the first set 26-24. Burton won the second set 25-23. Shiner won the third set 25-21. Burton won the fourth set 25-14. But then Shiner, as it all came down to the wire, 17-15, takes that fifth and final set. And Darrell, it was an amazing run for these young ladies. 50 matches this season, you win 40 of them, 80%, win 80% of your games. Anybody's book, that's a really good season this year for these Lady Panthers.
It was a tremendous season. You know, everybody expected to be in Brenham Saturday. Hats off to Shiner. They made a couple more plays than we did.
Yeah.
You know, these seniors, love them to death. Paige and Amaya, Aaron, Taylor, they're just tremendous young ladies that left everything on the court. You know, for their career in 4 years, they had an amazing run.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted so bad for them to get to go to state. This is still a young team.
Absolutely.
The core of sophomores coming back. We have to grow from this here and have to learn to finish and stuff. When you get in an atmosphere like today, we haven't felt this kind of atmosphere in a long time, Doug.
Yeah.
And, you know, these girls have nothing to hang their heads about.
Absolutely not.
They gave it everything they had.
Yeah.
It just wasn't meant to be tonight.
Yeah.
You know, the fans are all standing here waiting for them, the parents, to give them hugs. You know, Shiner will go on now to play Iola.
And that should be a great match coming up on Saturday.
This team here is scrappy. And our girls, we played hard. We made some mistakes that we didn't normally make and everything, but it was strictly from the, I think it was from the pressure that Shiner put on us.
Yeah.
That we haven't felt. You know, that was, but what a run. What a year.
Yeah, they're going to give
what a team.
Great round of applause from the fans and from the Burton fans still here at the gymnasium.
Yeah. Can't say enough how Coach Smith led them. You know, I know they're hurting over there right now, but the parents are waiting to give them a big hug. We are proud of them. And, guess it's basketball season now for some of them.
Yep.
It's getting ready to play softball. And
some of them both.
Most of them. We'll get to enjoy calling them again in those two sports.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Friday night, we got football coming up.
Yep.
We got to cheer the boys on now and get us a W in San Antonio and keep playing there.
Absolutely. Well, that is going to do it for us here from the Rice Consolidated High School gym. And I want to thank Mallory and Elizabeth back in the studios for helping us bring this one to you. Of course, a big thank you to you, the folks at home. And we want to thank all of our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. And if you get a chance, go by each of these businesses and tell them thank you for your support of Burton Lady Panther Volleyball on the radio. And for Daryl Kiki to my right and for all of us here at KWHI Sports, this is Doug Brown saying good night, everybody.
This broadcast of the Burton Lady Panther volleyball game was brought to you by Burton Friends and Neighbors, Carmel Electric, Trailmasters Cleaning and Mulching, Burton Meat Processing, Kiki's Family Durrell, Katie and Trent, Market Realty, Burton Chamber of Commerce, St. John's United Church of Christ, Blinn College, Quality Glass, Sandtown Catering, Dahman and Associates, Burton Home Builders, the Bluebell Aquatic Center, DDM Pipe and Steel, J&J Packing, Larry Pape Construction, BVR Materials, Memorial Oak Chapel, Collier Construction, Citizen State Bank, Kiki Egg Farm, Wellman Insurance, and Burton ISD. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.